Messenger Theater Company presents Season 2 of The Dragon Inn. Episode 6, Amanda and Willie.
I was delighted to get your call. And also a little bit surprised. You seemed pretty dead set against the idea before. What changed your mind? Ah, yes. I suppose it might be possible it would get Ashley released if we get you guys the right sort of publicity. No, I understand. Just informational, just investigation. I think that's very wise. One has to get all the information before one can make any kind of sensible decision. I agree wholeheartedly. Right, so yes, I've spoken with my bosses. Usually we take on people like yourselves separately. We want to take you on with a separate contract for Ashley, even if your interests are exactly the same. It is a bit tricky with her in custody. If she were in regular prison, it'd be no trouble. We have mechanisms in place to address that. But this is a little stickier because no one knows where she is. Oh, you do? You've been in touch with her, I see. That's why you're rethinking this, I see. You guys are exploring how you might build a career out of this mess. I get it entirely. Right, so here's what I think might be a strategy for you guys. We take you on the circuit. We get you talking about what a sweetheart she is, how she never meant to hurt anyone, and maybe we get a Free the Dragon campaign going. I mean, no one's capturing the dragons in Dragon City, right? They live free and happy, right? Okay, most of them. But yeah, I think if we can somehow set up a sort of competitive thing, and you know, Free the Dragon just lends itself so beautifully to a hashtag. I think it would be very popular. Well, my hope is that I can negotiate with my agency that if I bring you guys on with a whole campaign already in place, they'll let me represent you. That's good for you because you two would be my only clients, so I would give you everything, and good for me to start spreading my wings there. No, it's just a percentage of whatever you bring in. It's like a commission on whatever I can find you. It's not the normal way we do things there, but my agency is up for experimenting with this sort of agent slash PR model. Well, you know I'm hungry for the gig. There's a lot of juice in that, and you'd have the benefit of all the support of more experienced agents who'd be advising me the whole time. You wouldn't have to do anything you did not explicitly want to do. There may be things that I would advise you to do that you might find distasteful at first, and I may try to talk you into them, but it's always up to you what you are willing to do, what will suit your needs. Yeah? Well, I'm tickled, truly. You talk to Ashley. I'll talk to my agency, and if you can make a deal, let's do it.
This is surreal, man. Surreal. You know, last time I saw you, you were rolling your suitcase out the front door of the hotel, and now here we are at the world's quaintest coffee shop in your native country. I would never have predicted it. Life is funny that way, isn't it? Oh, it's going pretty well, actually. And thank you again for getting me the hookup on this gig. It's better than I could have possibly imagined. I mean, I'm still in school. They're supportive, actually. I think they recognize what an opportunity this is, and also that the rules tend to get shaky when disaster looms. Yeah, they might, yeah. I think we all wish we'd been more prepared when the dragon hit us. If our experience can help others, well, that's a good thing. And look at you, right at the center of the dragon happening here. How did you manage that? Sure, yeah, I get it. Better keep your cards close to your chest in this situation. Oh, right. You were traveling with the dragon. You got a thing for dragons. I mean, I saw you after your first dragon attack. You were in rough shape. But Ashley, man, I couldn't believe when they showed her picture on the news. Sweet little Ashley. My friend Ashley. A dragon. Wait. Now I'm just putting this together. Was she the dragon who got you that first night? Right. You don't want to say? I got it. You didn't tell me, and I don't know anything. Man. Now I realize. Ashley. But if I'm right, and I know you can't tell me, but if I'm right, you went home with her. She dragoned up, and you went out with her again the next night. Man, you got guts, man. Guts. I mean, I get it. If I'm right. Of course, she's the sweetest. If she asked me to risk my life, I might do it too. Right? She's like that. I get it. Right. You didn't know she was a dragon when you got on that plane with her. I understand. There could be no wavering on that point. Because you'll be under fire for knowingly bringing a dangerous element in the country. Right. And you want to make sure you don't get those conspiracy charges, my man. Nah, don't you worry. I'll keep my little theories to myself. Especially around the government types. Nah, man. But they haven't asked, and I haven't felt the need to give them a list of my friends. But I would love to get a word of support to her, if you know how. Really? They let you visit her? For real? Wow. Well, just tell her I wish her well. I mean, in whatever safe way there is to do that. I mean, it would probably do none of us any good to make the connection obvious to the authorities. I mean, Ashley. Man, who would have thought, you know? But that's what's so tricky about this, isn't it? It's always the ones you least suspect. Always. And yet, your brain can't suspect them. Even though by virtue of being the last ones to suspect, they should be suspicious. Sometimes it feels like my brain's turning inside out. No, not even once did I think to suspect her. Sure, there was a little personality change around the first phase of the dragoning. But the entire city changed at that point, so it surely was not cause for suspicion. My personality changed too. I wasn't turning into a dragon. You know, it's like when everything changes, it's hard to track the change in one solitary person. Well, she got a little bolder, I'd say. She got less inclined to defer to everybody. I mean, I was proud of her, honestly, even when she stopped deferring to me. Well, she seemed to stop hanging around with some of those egomaniacs at her theater, too. Oh, God, you don't think she ate them, do you? Oh, Lord, I hope not. Although there was some douchebags over there. I'm sure I wouldn't miss them. But still, I hope that's not what happened. No, man, it's good to talk about this stuff. A lot of the folks over at the Silver Pitcher, they just sort of gloss over it. Oh, yeah, there was a lot of, we just barely survived. We came so close to death and we didn't even know it, you know, sort of stuff. But that's just a near miss when you drive by a car accident. That's about the bystanders. I don't think anyone wants to, like, actually deal with the contradiction of a real human person that we like and the monster that she could become. This must be like being friends with the Incredible Hulk or something. Like, oh man, like a little bit of pride and a lot of confusion. I don't know, man. I guess I was fairly inclined to dismiss the dragons as monsters, but that was before I knew one, you know? Now that it's Ashley. I don't know, man. I mean, we've been friends ever since she moved to the city. Not close friends, obviously, but bar friends, you know? Bar friends. We had a lot of late night hearts to hearts over there at the picture. And she helped me through some heartbreaks. Yeah, I did. You're right. Some of those douchebags over there at that theater, oh my God. And not just heartbreaks either. I mean, she helped me through this career transition as well. She's been there for me, you know? Oh man. I guess I hadn't really dealt with how I feel about all this before, huh? Nah, I'm sorry. I imagine you might have some complicated feelings about all this too. Yeah, you do have a rather unusual relationship, that's the truth. It'd make a good reality show. You were? Well, great minds, my man. Maybe you should do it. No way. There's like a, you know, strategy for these sorts of things. Yeah. Free the dragon. Uh-huh. Yeah, I like that. You gonna do it? Right. Yeah. Well, that's definitely a thing you have to discuss. Well, man, if there's anything I can do to help you guys out, just let me know. Yeah, I owe you one after you helped jumpstart my new career. I mean, never in my wildest dreams did I think I'd be getting a government contract before I was even done with school. Never in my wildest dreams. Yeah, well, good point. Extraordinary times. Extraordinary circumstances. I mean, Ashley's never going to have a normal life again, and probably you won't either. There's not a lot you guys are going to be able to do without people noticing. So you may as well go all the way with it, I guess. Oh yeah, man, back home, her face was on everything. Everyone was talking about you guys. Well, because it's an international incident now, and it's triggered all of these conversations of shutting down the city's borders and quarantining women, and it's all a hullabaloo right now. Oh yeah, sure. And they got a bunch of people to make statements about the both of you. You know, anyone you ever talked to got a call from the press. Of course they did. The whole staff at the Divina got calls. I mean, I just told them I had no comment, but those folks can always find someone to talk. Yeah, sure. One would prefer to have a choice about what one gets famous for. Like, right now, you're famous for getting on a plane. That's probably not what you were aiming at. But I mean, you're not going to be the only people this happens to. The dragoning is going to take hold all around the world. I'm almost certain of it. And your little moment of fame is bound to pass. I think it's going to get complicated and confusing, and I'm guessing. But I don't think it's going to be as small potatoes as eating up a couple of douchebags in an airport. There are more spectacular stories coming. And when that happens, no one's going to be worried about a guy who just got on a plane with a dragon. No, I suppose that's right. This is your moment, if you want it. Now's the time. Sure, man, I mean, obviously, I can't actually tell the future. I just run the numbers and I pay attention. Yeah, that's it. But you're right. I'm not supposed to talk about it. But yeah, we're just using the predictive models I've created to compare cities to try and work out what's going to happen here. Yeah, right. Where and when is the question. What do you mean? Oh, wow. Like, you're saying that dragons have their own numbers? Huh. I mean, that would add an extremely important column in my calculations. But would dragons self-report? Right. Data is pretty impersonal. Well, how would I go about getting this impersonal data? Man, you've got your hands in everything, and that's amazing. Well, right now we're calculating based on the missing and the dead. that doesn't necessarily have to correlate with how many dragons are in a place. It could be just one extremely pissed off, volatile dragon in that place. It's not a one-to-one situation. Right. It could look like a city's overrun with dragons when it's just one with a real bee in her bonnet. Meanwhile, there could be a place with a whole crew of blissed out happy dragons. We don't know. And this country might be that place. Anyway, that's all to say that if you did get some numbers from the local dragons, I would be way ahead of the game. Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate all your help so far. And just having a familiar face to see is very helpful, too. You know, I've never really been away from home like this before. You know, just traveled around the country a bit to see family really here and there. So I'm experiencing a little culture shock, I think. No. It's nothing serious. I mean, everyone here speaks my language, so it can't get too scary. But, you know, it's an adjustment. Yeah, you know. Just a little stuff that you didn't know was an adjustment until it all changed, like where the sky is, you know? Yeah. You think you have a sense of where the sky is, and then you look up and you see in this place, it's somewhere else entirely. It feels closer, maybe, or farther away. I don't know. It's just different. I didn't know that was a thing that could be different. Oh, and like the rhythm of the place. It's just like a whole different genre of music over here. Metaphorically speaking. And I never heard this kind of music before. I don't know if I like it or don't like it, but it's just a whole different radio station. A whole vibe, you know? I mean, you travel a lot, you know what I mean. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you don't know what you're taking for granted until it's different, right? My brain is kind of turning inside out, and it was already turning inside out once with the dragoning. Yeah, it would be cool if it was just returning back to normal. But there are apparently many insides of this inside out. Yeah. Like, I guess a brain isn't like a shirt where there's a right way and a wrong way. It's just like a pile of cookie dough. And you turn it inside out twice. It'll be one way, but then you turn it outside again and it's like a whole new inside out. Yeah. Cookie dough brains. Yeah, it's not like they're not good brains. It just feels disorienting, like all mixed up, you know? Nah, I don't know. It's going to take me a while to adjust. Yeah, fixed point. I like that. It's good to have some fixed points. Thank you. Yeah. You're right. You're sort of a fixed point for me. Since I met you back at the hotel at home and then you're here, I guess whenever I travel next, I'll have to find you there too. Yeah, you do that. Give me your itinerary. All right, man. Well, thank you. You know, it's been great to see you, and I look forward to hearing any extra info that you can track down. Mm-hmm. And thanks, Mr. Fixed Point. No, you're right. That's not a nickname that'll stick. You take care, Brent. See you soon.
The Dragoning was produced by Messenger Theatre Company and written by Emily Rainbow Davis. The Dragoning theme was composed by Scott Ethier. Sound design by Matt Powell. This episode featured
Rhiannon Mauchel
as Amanda and
Julian Rozell Jr.
as Willie. Messenger Theater Company is a not-for-profit organization, and we are entirely reliant on your support. Thank you in advance for making our next episode possible. Stay safe out there, everyone, and watch out for dragons.